Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter, pastor and president of the Christian Biblical Church of God and presenter with Church at Home. And we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And as we look at the world today, we have to ask the question, what is happening to America and to Britain? Where do we go from here? Why are all of these difficulties coming upon us, seemingly like wave after wave after wave from an ocean storm? And many pundits predict there are tsunami waves coming, tsunami of economics, tsunami of health, tsunami of education, tsunami of debt, everything piling up. It's almost like through the years they have incrementally been moving toward this fateful time in which we are living. What will happen? How did we get this way? Is there any way that we can possibly turn the hand back? What we need to realize and understand, there is a God in heaven, the Lord God Almighty, who declares the end from the beginning, and who has created the earth and everything in it and all the people in it, and God is the one who blesses or curses, and the cursings and blessings come this way, as we will see. If you love God and keep his commandments, you will receive blessings, individually and as a nation. And when we began as a nation, we included God, didn't we? And we said that we have inalienable rights from our Creator, not the government. And the people were following the things in the Bible, and the Bible, as well as McGuffey readers, was the education of the children shortly after the founding of the nation until the beginning of the 20th century. And now here we are, 100 years after that. And where have we gone? The government is corrupt. Religion is corrupt. Christianity is ineffective. We have so many things happening to us that it's almost impossible to relate them all. Well, let's find out, where is God and what is he doing? Because God is not out there way off someplace, but he is concerned with the things going on in the world. And he is also behind many of the things that are taking place, whether for good or whether for evil. Because, you see, the blessings and cursings come just like the law of gravity. If you're in accord with it, you'll be blessed. If you transgress it, you will be cursed. So God views the earth. He says, "The earth is mine and the fullness thereof. And all the nations are as a drop in the bucket to him." And he says, "Where were you when I meted out the span of the heavens and called all the stars by name and created the earth and formed the earth and made man with my own hands and gave him choice?" And from that time to this, man, individually and collectively and globally, have turned their back on God. So God notices. God understands. God judges. So let's read it here in Jeremiah 18. Now it's very interesting because you need to realize that America and Britain today have prophecies in the Bible concerning the very days in which we are living right now. That's why you need our book, America and Britain. That will tell you where we came from and why these things are happening. Now, when we read the prophecies in the Old Testament, understand this, that there is the type and the anti-type, the former fulfillment, the latter fulfillment. And when you get this book, you will understand that America and Britain and Northwestern Europe constitute the so-called lost 10 tribes of Israel. They were never lost. God never abandoned them. And in the end time, he has blessed the two nations of America and Britain to rule the world, which we have done for 500 years combined. So God says, Jeremiah 18, verse 7, if at any time I shall speak concerning a nation or concerning a kingdom to pluck it up, to pull it down, and to destroy it. All right. Were there prophecies of Assyria, Babylon, Egypt, Persia, Greece, Rome? Yes, and all of those prophecies were fulfilled, plus many other prophecies when you really study and get into the Bible. And all of those things were the judgments of God. So listen to what he says. If that nation, now put America here, put Britain here, put your nation here. If that nation against whom I have spoken will turn from their evil. Now what is evil? God has defined right and wrong, good and evil, and the basis of everything that he does is based on the Ten Commandments of God. And how many people profess Christianity and profess God and say that they are Christian but are committing evils, are transgressing the commandments of God? Do you know what they are? Can you recite the Ten Commandments? Well, you better learn them, because that's how God is going to judge each and every individual and each and every nation. If they turn from their evil, and we'll talk about repentance in a little bit, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do to them. And if at any time I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build it, to plant it, if it does evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice. Now let's stop right here and just think for a minute. Did you realize and understand that the Bible has the recorded words of God, which he spoke to Moses and his prophets, and spoke to his apostles and ministers in the New Testament, and who caused them to be preserved and written down, and that it is the truth of God, from the God of truth, to every individual? And that's why there are so many Bibles in the world. And you can visit our Bible site, faithfulversion.org. We have the whole Bible there. Now let's see one of the things that Jeremiah had to do. And we can apply that to us today. Because when you get the book, America and Britain, you will find that our origins are the 10 tribes of Israel, and we are their descendants today, and God is judging us for our behavior. Now, as I read this, I want you to understand very carefully what God has to say. And think about where you live. Think about the cities. Think about the town. Think about the countryside where you live. And think about the society today. And we will see how true these words are today. And these are the words from the mouth of the Lord, the voice of God, which is perpetually true and will be executed against us by God if we do not change our ways. He says, verse 8, Jeremiah 7, behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Now think about this. Think of all the lies in politics, all the lies in education, all the lies in history, all the lies from the pulpit. God is going to judge. Now, what happens When God is removed from the government, from the schools, from the churches, and individual lives of people, and education, evil takes over. Lawlessness increases. Now, as I read this, I want you to think what's happening where you live. Verse 9, will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal? Now, who's Baal? Baal's the sun god. And what day do people worship him on? Sunday. How did that become Christian? Continuing, and walk after other gods whom you do not know. So today we are having religious ecumenical meetings. Chrislam. Islam and Christianity meeting together. And I suppose you could have Buddha-anity, Hindu-anity, put it all together, and they already have all ready to go for the coming one world religion, a world scripture. Think about where the world is going. Does this talk about your town? And yet, do you profess Christianity? Most people say they're Christian. If most people are Christian, why then are all of these evil things happening to us? And he says, then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations. Now let's go right to one of the greatest sins that we have. That is the deliberate legal killing of the unborn in the womb of the mother. And that is called women's rights. Who has the right to murder? Especially the innocent in the womb. God says, in verse 30, the children of Judah have done evil in my sight. Now that applies to all the 10 tribes of Israel as well, says the Lord. They have set their abominations in the house which is called by my name to pollute it. They have built high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I did not command them, nor did it even come into my mind. Interesting. They had post-birth abortion then and made it a sanctimonious offering to the false gods and said they were justified to do it. God has brought upon us the curses of killing 60 million innocent just in America. You think there's any relationship between those slaughtered, murdered, innocent lives in the womb and our immigration problems and flood of illegals? Well, if you do the math, you find that there is one illegal or immigrant for every abortion. Now think on that. Is anyone going to turn it back? No, it is framed in the law. And unless the law is changed and there is great repentance, the judgment of God will continue. Now let's see why this comes about. Let's come to the book of Isaiah. And here's the process that happens. And just like anything else, it starts out a little bit and then it multiplies. And multiplies. And multiplies. Let's pick it up here in verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good, and good evil, who put darkness for light, and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet, and sweet for bitter. What a description of our country today, right? We call murdering the unborn good. We call those who want to stop it evil. We call those who want to be lawful evil. We call those who are lawless good. Do we have woes? Do we have problems? Do we have unsolved difficulties? Yes, indeed. What about your life? Not just the nation alone, but your life. What is your life? Where are you going? What are you going to do? Verse 21, Woe unto them who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. That is what we have today. Everybody has an opinion, and hardly anyone has any truth. Woe to those who are mighty to drink wine, and men of strength to mingle strong drink. Look at the drug problems. Not just the alcohol problem. Look at the drug problems. Look at the sex problems. Look at all of the problems that are there. And every single one of those is because they call good evil and evil good. Now notice what they do. Verse 23. Who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him? Now listen carefully to this, because these trials are coming. We read how God judges. Listen what he says here. Therefore, as the fire devours the stubble, and the flame burns up the chaff, their root shall be as rottenness, and their blossom shall go up like the dust, because they have cast away the law of the Lord and despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. Have you gone to church and heard the minister say, the law has been done away? God says, that's a lie. Have you gone to church and heard it said, the Old Testament has been fulfilled? That is resoundingly untrue. Have you gone to church and said that if you think it's good, it is good and God will bless you? That is completely untrue. And when you hear those things, it leaves you in a state of sin. So God gives a warning here in Isaiah 30. He talks about those who are religious. He talks about those who go to church. And he talks about those who think that they are righteous. Now, there will be some people who will be angry at what I'm saying, but I'm going to tell you one thing, that there better be some changes individually and nationally. If not, the tsunamis of correction and destruction are going to come so great and so profound that what is happening today will be like kindergarten. And here's another reason why. Verse 8, Go now, write it in a book before them, in a tablet, and note it in a book, so that it may be for the time to come forever and ever. This is something that God says is in effect today. What do you hear when you go to church? What do you hear when you watch Christian religious programs? Here's what God says, that this is a rebellious people, lying children. They are children who will not hear the law of the Lord. Think about this. Just take the one commandment. You shall not commit adultery. And all of the perversions and all of the things that are taking place. And we are rearing children who have had their minds polluted with sex beginning in kindergarten. What do you think God thinks of that? And what has it produced? Misery, destruction, broken lives. Add on to that, drugs. Add on to that, lying and cheating. A rebellious people. Are you rebellious? Do you think you're law-abiding? Well, I'm going to tell you about a booklet at the end that you need to read. And let that be a test for you. Who say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things, speak to us smooth things, prophesy illusions. And isn't that what we have? Illusions everywhere. Yes, illusions from the pulpit, illusions in television, illusions in life. Make-believe reality, reinforced constantly by all of the media. What does God think of that? Therefore, thus says the Holy One of Israel, because you have despised this word, you despise the Bible. You call it a myth. You call it a fairy tale. You say that who would ever keep it? And look at the rise of atheism and agnosticism combined with all the other sins and all the things that are going on. Listen, you need to realize this is building and building and building for a calamity of the greatest magnitude that you will be absolutely devastated. Because you've despised this word and trust in oppression and perverseness and rely on them. Therefore, this iniquity shall be to you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out like a high wall whose breaking comes suddenly in an instant. Just like a dam. It breaks and all the water rushes out and destroys everything. Verse 14, and he shall break it as the breaking of a potter's vessel that is smashed to pieces, and he shall not spare. God says, it's time to repent. God says, he wants repentance. Let's come here to Joel, the second chapter. God is willing to accept true, deep repentance and crying out to him for forgiveness of sin if you will do it from the heart. Therefore, even now, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart. You've got to get to the Word of God. You've got to get to the truth of God. You have to examine your life before God and see where you are sinning, and you need to repent of those sins. Ask God to forgive them. He'll blot them out. But then you are to obey the voice of the Lord your God, which is all of His Word, all of His commandments. This is what needs to be done. With weeping and with mourning, fasting, weeping, mourning, turning to God. Not some little thing, oh, I confess my sins, I accept Jesus. That is a false illusion. Here's what God says. Yes, rend your heart, not your garments. Return to the Lord your God. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repents of the evil. And if you turn to God, he will spare you. If you turn to God, you can have your sins forgiven. But it's got to start at the highest offices in the land. Let's come to the book of Daniel. Daniel 9. And here is a tremendous model prayer. This is the only approach that will turn back the hand of God's judgment against this nation. And he said, and I prayed to the Lord my God and made my confession and said, O Lord, the great and awesome God, keeping covenant and mercy to those who love him. Do you really love God? And to those who keep his commandments, if you turn from sin, you have to obey God. Verse 5, we have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. We have rebelled. We have turned aside from your commandments and your ordinances. Isn't that true? Aren't all the problems everywhere in America the transgression and breaking of the Ten Commandments of God? Yes, indeed. Now notice, when someone brings a message like this to tell you to repent, to tell you to change, to tell you that your life has to be turned around, to tell you that this nation is going down to utter destruction in a magnitude beyond our ability to imagine, and when it comes, by the millions, people will walk around in a daze and stunned and will say, what happened? Here's why. Verse 6, neither have we hearkened to your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our rulers, and our fathers, and all the people of the land. I wouldn't listen. O Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but confusion of face as this day to the men of Judah and to the people of Jerusalem and to all Israel, all the 12 tribes everywhere. Is that what we have today? Is there confusion in your individual life, in the town that you live in, the city that you live in, the church that you go to, the political party you belong to? Is there confusion among the rulers? Yes. Are we suffering from it? Yes. Can we turn it around? Maybe. Depends on what you do, and depends on what the leaders, religious, economic, political, and educational, do. To the Lord belongs mercies and forgivenesses, even though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before his servants, the prophets. Yea, all Israel. Did we not talk about that at the beginning in Jeremiah 18, how God judges the nations? Yea, all Israel transgressed your law. They have turned aside. They have not obeyed your voice. Therefore, the curse has been poured out upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him. Let's come down here to verse 15. And now, O Lord our God, who has brought your people out from the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, has made a name for yourself as it is this day, we have sinned and we have done wickedly. And there needs to be tears, and there needs to be confession, there needs to be soul searching, there needs to be a complete change from the way that we are going. And repentance means stop. Ask God for forgiveness. Let your sins be blotted out, and then rise and obey him and serve him. And you can learn it from his word. We have all these things on cbcg.org and also churchathome.org and afaithfulversion.org. O Lord, I pray you according to all your righteousness, let your anger and your fury be turned away from your city, Jerusalem. And that is symbolic of all the tribes of Israel. And yes, today, and yes, the city of Jerusalem where the Jews are today. your holy mountain, because our sins and our iniquities, the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and your people have become a reproach to all those around us. Is that not true? Are we not hated and despised by the world? Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of your servant and his supplication, and cause your face to shine upon your sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake. Notice his prayer, crying out to God, and let's make this prayer our prayer. O my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and behold our desolations. And it's coming. And the city which is called by your name, for we do not present our supplications before you on account of our righteousnesses, but because of your great mercies. O Lord, hear. Let this be your prayer. Let this be the prayer from every pulpit, from every cathedral, from every synagogue, going up to God. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, hearken, and do not delay. For your own sake, O my God, for your city and your people that are called by your name. And this is what we need to do. Will you turn to God? God says he does not delight in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked would turn, repent, and come to God and do what God wants done. What will you do? Where is America heading? Well, if we don't turn to God, and if we don't apply this in our lives, and it is done publicly by the leaders of this nation from top to bottom, we will go into absolute destruction and servitude, such as has never been from the beginning of the world until this day. So order our free book, America and Britain. We'll send you another book with it, Lord, What Should I Do? And we will send you a booklet, Which Day is the True Sabbath Day of God? And that is where you need to begin. We're here to help you any way we can. But God is expecting you and the leaders, if they want reprieve from the judgments coming upon them, to turn to him with all their heart, with all their minds, with all their soul, with all their being.